Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Spaces Unscripted. I am your host, Alyssa Esposito. A little unconventional today for the final episode of season one. I am talking into a little tiny pink microphone. Why, you might ask? So I got home from Europe yesterday. For anyone that saw my Instagram video saying that I was in Sorrento and wasn't going to be putting out a video, I got home yesterday. I did Ireland, did London, got home. So many things happening, such as life, everything just bonkers. I sat down to record this episode, and where's my microphone? I don't know. I do know. It's not here. So we are subbing in today. I'm also using the front camera on my phone. There was a lot of controversy around this last time I did a video here, and I just like the idea that I can see what's going on and that my head's not cut off. So look, one thing I've learned from this first season, it's not going to be perfect. Everything is not going to be perfect. It's not always going to be picture perfect, face tune quality in a studio with the perfect audio. It's just not. I'm new to this. I'm learning. And I think that's part of the fun. With that being said, since this is my final episode of season one, I know that kind of came quick. There weren't all that many episodes, but the reason for that is I always knew that I was going to keep the season short because I knew that a rebrand was coming around the corner. And that's exactly what's happening. Spaces Unscripted is having a rebrand for season two and moving forward. I will be solely focusing on and chatting about interior design and all the design things that come along with it. I'll be having still really cool conversations, but I'll also be doing different segments that are bringing up-to-date information in the design world to my listeners. And at the end of the day, that's really what I've wanted to do, is bring information to people and make this of some sort of value to whoever's listening. And I feel like I can really do that, or at least hope to do that, with moving the podcast in the direction of design, solely design. I still have both my worlds, acting, interior design. It's always going to be there. And I probably will refer to both in my episodes, but I feel like it's just, it's a little bit of a juggling act trying to chat about both. And you can't do everything really well, I think, in a podcast. Like, you can't talk about everything really well. So I want to make this, I want to keep it fun, of course. And I'm so excited to start chatting about interior design stuff and all of the things that I have planned. So with that, I will be taking off June. So I'll be taking off a month and regrouping and working on this rebrand and getting everything ready for July, when Spaces Unscripted comes back out in the design world. So starting July will be the beginning of season two. And I actually recorded a true closer episode for today a couple of weeks ago with Kaylee Nicole, who I did an episode with, one of my very best friends. And it was really fun. We did kind of an interview situation where we flipped it, and Kaylee interviewed me on what my experiences were with my first season of having a podcast. And even since then, I feel like I've learned so much. So it's been very fun. It's been very, at times kind of stressful. But overall, I love it. And I'm really excited to keep evolving and growing and seeing what comes next. Who knows, maybe another rebrand, but I think that's just part of the process. So mine just came a little early. It came a little sooner than maybe I planned for it to. So I guess that's it for today. As usual, we'll keep it short with me chatting, but stay tuned. I will insert my interview with Kaylee right after I stop talking into tiny pink microphone. And I will see everyone in July. I will talk to you in July. Again, as usual, if you have any suggestions, comments, anything, DM me, comment below, whether it's on whatever platform. And I'm just really excited. Thanks for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody that supported me through this first season. It has been a ride. And I will see you in July. See you in season two. Thanks for listening. Okay. I guess I don't have to do any introduction.
No, it's my job now. Hey guys, this is Alyssa Esposito and you're listening to Spaces Unscripted. Today, I'm just kidding. It's Alyssa's best friend, Kaylee Nicole. And today we are going to flip the script as a little season closer, and it's my turn to put Alyssa in the hot seat. These are blank, but I'm ready to go. Alyssa Esposito.
Hi.
You've had quite the season. How does it feel?
It feels like this is hard. it feels like a little bit of a relief to know that I'm in the swing of things now.
Yeah,
that it's swing. Yeah, I feel like once you get your first season done,
you can then do anything.
That yeah, it's kind of like, okay, you know, like we can now I feel a little bit more comfortable. I thought that coming from acting and being like doing self-tapes and stuff, I thought that I would feel, you notice I didn't say being on camera because there wasn't a lot of those times. But be like doing
I wasn't on camera often except in my home.
But being on camera in any capacity, in my on my
perhaps
for
podcast.
My self-tapes, I thought that it would be like a really easy thing to do yeah. this. And it like I had to take a couple episodes to really get over the nerves and the jitters of it.
And it's a whole different ballgame to asking people questions, interviewing. It's a job people go to school for, journalists.
That's
so
true.
You're really kind of stepping into those shoes as
shoes
well.
Shoes that, yeah.
And cool. Asking good questions.
Yeah.
Maybe answering them. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people have said that podcast equipment should be more expensive.
What? What are you saying right now?
What do you feel makes Spaces Unscripted different and something people should be listening to?
I thought you were actually genuinely going to ask me a question about
no.
podcasting equipment. I was like, that's why I'm in a studio.
To not pay for that.
So what do I think sets my podcast apart? Mm-hmm. I think the fact that I didn't put boundaries on it. So I didn't put like I need to keep it in a box or I need to keep it in a bubble. I think that is what sets me apart. Also because it really is no, like there's no script. It's kind of just, I've noticed I did an episode where I did note cards.
So
I did note cards and I was really nervous for that episode. And and I did the note cards. I ran through them with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like three times and my mom. And I was the most comfortable in that episode when I was just had them aside.
Yeah, just
and he knew too. He was like, see, this conversation we're having is great. And I was like, damn it. I should have kept the cards down. But those are things that you learn. Again, I thought that I would be way more comfortable doing this.
Yeah.
But I think it sticks to the name, Unscripted. Like it really is unscripted and it really is conversations with people that I'm not interviewing people that are like, we're not interviewing the president yet, you know?
Yet.
We're not there.
You got that, right?
So.
Yet.
So I think having those conversations with people who have amazing stories is so cool that I get to do that, that I get to highlight people that have changed my life and that I think are really amazing. So.
I agree.
Is that a good answer?
I think that's a great answer. I completely agree. Okay. And then I also wanted to ask you, you've had, to your point, many different guests in many different fields over this first season of your podcast. Mm-hmm. What is something that you see each guest has shared in common? Have you noticed a common thread amongst all of your guests?
Yeah, I think I'm probably like a broken record with asking the question of like, well, what when you were younger, you know, that's one question I really like to ask everybody. But the listening to everybody's journey, it goes like this. There's no yeah. like, and then yeah. it was, and I just, and it fell,
and I just made it,
and I just fell into it, and I just, whoop, it worked. It's yeah. never that. Yeah. And I'm sure there will, you know, there will be stories where it's like, it was meant, and it just, I jumped into it, and it just worked out. But I think that the journey is what makes, it's what makes somebody's story and what makes their career. And what I notice is everybody that I've spoken to has this common thread of, what like this pivot this yeah. like the pivot is really what I've
yeah
and that's what inspired me to start it is my own pivot of not knowing what I was doing and how to blend my worlds.
Was it intentional or unintentional that you've interviewed that everyone you've interviewed has kind of shared this pivot aspect? Did that come up as the season went on, or did you seek that out?
It wasn't intentional, but it was something in that this is, you know, there is a lot of like research. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say stalking because that's a heavy word, but there's a lot of like, you have to really creep on the people that you're yeah. about to interview. If you yeah. don't know them, I've been lucky enough for the first season. I know everybody personally.
Yeah.
But I've learned so much about everybody, even you, that when we went and did our interview.
Yeah.
But I think that was not something I sought out. It was just something that I was like, wow, this is, we're all in this boat together. Like yeah. everybody has had these crazy changes, and some of them even massive career changes into a completely different field.
Yeah.
That I didn't know. So, yeah. so it wasn't intentional, but it was appreciated.
I like it. I like that. And what has been the biggest thing that you have learned from this season of Spaces Unscripted, whether that's career-wise or like personal growth and starting a podcast and stepping out and doing that?
I give so much credit to podcasters. I think it's like there should be its own award show for podcasting. Yeah. Like it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
It takes yeah. a lot of work. It is not... it's something I think you have to be really passionate about and not looking to gain anything on the other side. It has to be yeah. something you're like genuinely really passionate about who you're talking to and what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I did not know that it would be like starting a business, and it is like starting a business. Started a few, but this yeah. has been so fun because I yeah. have control over
it. This has seemed the most fun of like the few you've I've seen. Had the pleasure of watching you start. This has seemed the most.
Yeah, I think this has been yeah. the one that has really sparked me the most.
There's a lot of passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that would be the biggest thing that I've learned through this. Mm. The other thing would probably be that I need to sleep a little more, maybe. Yeah, it's been a juggle. It's been a juggle of yeah. trying to do it all.
Yeah.
Do the work and
trying to be a boss babe, slay mama. She's not a mom, by the way. That's just like
very much not a mom.
Just to be clear. Far from yeah. And how is your dating life?
On that note. I didn't think you were gonna ask that. Like I said, I spend a lot of time interviewing
you. You told me to ask you that.
I don't know. I don't talk to you. So what's I don't talk to you 5 times a day. I
don't even know what we had for breakfast this morning.
I spend a lot of time doing the podcast and a lot of time working. And I think what was the question? Am I single? Yeah, I'm single.
Okay. And how is dating going?
Good.
Great.
Good. Yeah. No, it's, perfect. It hasn't really been on the fore, like it hasn't been the most important thing, I think you would say too. It hasn't been my most like, yuck. Like it's, I've taken it as it's come, but that's also been like a scary conversation with people to be like,
I don't know why, because I also said this. I'm like, if someone isn't supportive of what I'm doing, then like,
yuck,
that's ew.
Yuck.
Yeah. But it's also been like, I don't know, a scary thing. Like, I'm not telling them anything horrible. I'm telling them like I started this really like awesome, amazing podcast.
You're a boss babe slay mama.
So yeah, I think it's been interesting, but it's definitely not in this season of my life and in Spaces Unscripted. Alyssa is single and not worrying about it.
Some would say it's perhaps a space that is still unscripted.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm done.
What? No, I'll let it go for now.
Yeah. What other spaces there are to scripts?
So I guess some scripts written for some more spaces. Well, you have done such an amazing job.
Thank you.
This has been an incredible season.
Thank you.
I actually, at this point, at the time of recording, I have not heard every episode.
Yeah, and I'm very excited. I don't even heard yours.
No. Thank God.
It's a secret.
I will keep it a secret for myself.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you. I'm so excited to listen to it and see what you've done and see it all, so have everybody else get to see it.
Thank you.
And before we wrap this little role reversal up, is there anything else you'd like to say to your viewers of Spaces Unscripted Season 1?
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And thank you to my incredible support system for walking me through this and holding my hand, and you included, for just really treating this as important to you as it is to me. And I think this has been such a lesson. Like, this podcast has brought me so close to people in my life that I had no idea. Like, yeah. I had no idea that it would be like as exciting for other people in my life as it is for me.
Those are the good friendships.
Those are the cheerleaders. Yeah. So yeah. I feel very, very blessed to be able to, over the last couple of months, build something that's so fun and beautiful to me, but also to the people around me, and have really rallied and like taken such an interest that I'm so grateful.
But yeah. What an awesome season to get to watch people come behind you and love this, and also get to see like who cares that much about you. Like, what a beautiful thing to have that. We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm speaking for your whole support system, but we are all very proud of you.
Thank you.
And love congratulations you so much on season 1 of Spaces Unscripted.
Thanks for watching, and I hope I see you again in season 2. And thank you for questioning me.
Did I do okay? This is my first time.
You did great.